Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to have you here today on this 13th day of April. Hope you're having an amazing time and that this is a day that the Lord has made. You can rejoice and be glad in it. I can rejoice and be glad in it as well. Today, we're going to finish up Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. When Jesus had crossed back over in the boat to the other side, a great multitude was gathered to him, and he was by the sea. Behold, one of the rulers of the synagogues, Jairus by name, came, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and begged him much, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her so that she may be healthy and live." Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him, and they pressed upon him on all sides. A certain woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things by many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse, having heard the things concerning Jesus, came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes. For she said, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately, the flow of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately, Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" His disciples said to him, "You see the multitude pressing against you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done to her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be cured of your disease." While he was still speaking, people came from the synagogue ruler's house saying, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" But Jesus, when he heard the message spoken, immediately said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. He came to the synagogue ruler's house, and he saw an uproar, weeping and great wailing. When he had entered in, he said to them, "Why do you make an uproar and weep? The child's not dead, but is asleep." They ridiculed him, but he, having put them all out, took the father of the child, her mother, and those who were with him, and went in to where the child was lying. Taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, being interpretive, "Girl, I tell you, get up." Immediately the girl rose up and walked, for she was 12 years old. They were amazed with great amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this and commanded that something should be given to her to eat. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we see this pressing in, people following you everywhere. It wasn't that you were not popular. It was that you were very popular. Because why? Because you fed people, healed people, delivered them from darkness, and they were wanting to be taken care of and loved and made whole. Lord, I love this story, and the word 12 years is mentioned twice. The woman who had been dealing with this condition for 12 years of bleeding, and the little girl who was healed was 12 years old. Lord, you valued both, but this woman who had this issue of blood, which would have made her unclean and also very sick and anemic and unable to really live in society, she was made clean because she just had this faith to believe that all she needed to do was just to reach toward you and to touch your cloak, and she would be healed. And Lord, you are so gracious to do that. And not only that, but you turned, you noticed her, you took note of her, and you called her something that this was the first time anyone had been called this in this gospel, and it's daughter. It didn't call the daughter a daughter, you called this woman a daughter, welcoming her back into the community. And so, Lord, for those who feel outside of things, for those who are hurting and sick, I pray for healing, and I pray that you would call them son or daughter and welcome them back into the family, away from that estrangement and toward community, healthy biblical community. I know I'm praying this as I know that there are many who are broken by bad community, but Lord, I know there's good community out there. It's not perfect, but it is good. And I pray that you would lead those who are far from you and those who are far from good community into great community. Lord, you are majestic. You are capable. And help us to remember this story today, both of these stories, that you can deliver us from so many things, Lord, and you are powerful. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Daily Bible Podcast with Tricia and Michelle. They are two friends who are reading through the Bible chronologically this year using the one-year Bible. And you can also get the chronological one-year Bible reading plan on the YouVersion of the Bible, YouVersion Bible app. They have a private Facebook group, and you can download their reading plan and the printable reading schedule at trishagoyer.com/daily-bible-podcast. And this is a commentary between two friends of what they read that day. And it's pretty amazing. They have great scholarship and an amazing conversation. And again, it's just under 15 minutes, about 10 minutes long. So Tricia and Michelle, thank you for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And I hope, I know that our podcasts are like hand in hand, hand in glove. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing.